Welcome to the Tech and Lead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. And today I have a great guest. Her name is Keisha Kent. Keisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here on this sunny morning.
All right. And I'm so glad you're here. With this, this is Women's History Month. So I want to actually speak and talk with some of the fabulous women that are doing things in the career and transitioning community and just, you know, in the job field, just trying to, you know, help people go to their next or just flourish in the position they're in. And so, Keisha, can you tell us, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I am a wife of almost 11 years. I met my husband when I was 12 and he was 13. We have this beautiful love story of triumph. We have so many amazing things that we do together as a team. And I believe that the reason that I have been successful in a lot of the areas that I have is because I have him with me on this team. And I know that God has gifted us with so many amazing gifts that we don't move unless God says. I'm also a best-selling author. I wrote my first book, Networking, It's Your Superpower. I host a podcast, Networking, It's Your Superpower as well. I'm in the space of diversity, equity, and inclusion in my 9-to-5. And I've been in the recruitment space for over 15 years, almost 17 years now. I keep saying 15. And when I look at all of those pieces, it's all me. And I get to show up as myself every single day, which has really been important for me in all the spaces that I've been, because I know that God has gifted me specific things that he wants me to give to the world. So yes, that's a little bit about me.
Awesome, awesome. And today I want, you know, you got so many different things working for you. Today I really want to zone in your networking. And we're going to talk about your book a little later, but I want you first to hear, because you're such a great network. I mean, every time, every space I go in, I see you there. I see you connecting. I see you just growing and you believe in the power of networking and what networking can do for you. So since you realize the importance of network, is there like a backstory behind the networking, the reason why you're so zoned and focused in on what networking can do for you?
There is a backstory, and I originally recognized the gift in me in 1995. I think I recognized that I was a collector. And one of the things that I had is I had a leader. We had this big team. I worked for Visa, and we had this amazing big team. But I recognized on the team that there were so many different people and so many dynamics to the team. Me as a new collector and coming in, and these people were already experienced in the role. One of the main things that I started doing was building relationships. And it's something that happened naturally. I didn't sit down and say, let me write it down. I'm going to build some relationships. It really was something that happened naturally. And then when I look back over my career, it's been something that I naturally do in everything that I do, whether we're going to a new church, whether we're relocating to a new city, whatever it is, we have, myself, have this gift within me to network and connect with people. And it really has been the gift for me throughout everything, because oftentimes I can reach out to somebody and they can connect me with somebody else. And it's been something that's been happening over the last almost 40 years of my life. And when I look at it, that's where it kind of came from. And I was at a women's conference in 2015. Dress for Success has this big leadership conference, and women come from all over the world. So I was there, and when I first arrived to the conference, I saw all of these ladies, and on their name tags, it would say their name and where they were from. So as I was reading these, I was reading Ireland, Canada, I was reading all this stuff, Hawaii, and I was like, oh my goodness, Scotland, how am I gonna connect with all these people? Instantly, what I heard so clear was be yourself. And because I was able to be myself and connect with those people authentically, it allowed me really then to build relationships and connect. And when I left that conference and I was getting ready to board the plane, one of the ladies that was there as well, she said, I watched you connect with all those people. You know, networking, that's your superpower. And ever since then, that's where the title came from. And I was like, wow, I'm gonna write that down. I stored it in my phone, and that's where the title came from, The Power of Networking. But then seeing how we're able to connect with people, I said I wanted to show people how easy it is to connect when we're sure of who we are, the confidence of who we are, how we come to the table with all those things. And that's where it was birthed at, and I kept going. Okay. And I kept feeding it, and I keep feeding it today to show people it's not that okay. hard. People always say, I don't know how to network. Yes, you do. Let me show you.
Now, Keisha, I know that, you know, just so everybody can hear, what are some of the wins that you can think of? Maybe just two on each, on the personal side and professional side, that networking has gotten you in the past. And that just show that really networking really, yes. really works.
Yes. So I'll tell you a little bit about this space I'm in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've built these relationships, I was a recruiter, I've connected with people, I've done all these things. Over the last year, even in this pandemic, early in the pandemic, a client that I used to work with, and I haven't worked with the client probably 4 years, reached out to me to say, I see what you're doing on social media. We've still been connected. We've been doing these things. I see you. You respond. We talk back and forth. I would love to refer you to another client of mine who's looking for a speaker to come in and be their closing keynote speaker on a virtual mm-hmm. conference. It was my first virtual conference in 2020. And that happened purely because of the referral, because of the relationship and how they've known me. Another win on top of that, when I think about everything that's happened through the pandemic and how it's been so crazy, I received another referral to speak at the National Society of Black Engineers through a connection that I had 3 years ago, probably. My daughter went to a convention. I showed up with her, met a few people in that space, and I built really great relationships with those other engineers. And because they know us, we're connected on social media. It's really LinkedIn, because that allows mm-hmm. me to continue to build that. And what they did was send me a referral and said, we would love for you to connect with the president of National Society of Black Engineers. We would want you to come in and speak about the power of networking. I have not had to pitch myself to anyone. Every person that I've talked with, the business that I've built on my consulting, has merely come from people saying, we know that you're this. We would love to connect you. We love your energy. Can we connect you with the client who's looking for that? And I tell people all the time, the number one way to get to what you're looking for is through your network. And I've watched it, and it blows my mind every time how God does yes. that.
Yes. And yes. And, you know, and I discuss it a lot. I just did a book. It's called Handle With Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for Career Transition. And the piece of it, I talk about the networking and how just building your networking, it can open doors for you. And you're like a living mm-hmm. example. You have that. So just to prove that out, the show. And then, you know, you have people who, you know, introverts, extroverts, and they're the different type of personality traits that people have. So what yeah. would you say to somebody that's an introvert and say, oh, I can't do it, because we know networking is the key. We've discussed in past shows about the hidden job market, and that yeah. networking plays a lot in that hidden job market. So what would you say to somebody that's like an introvert? You know, extroverts, they got it, you know. The ambiverts, which is me, I'm in between. I can fall either way or, but those introverts, what would you say to an introvert that has a problem with connecting with people?
Yes, and I always say this a lot, and I talk about it in my book a lot, is understanding who you are. You cannot connect to anybody else until you first know who you are, and understanding mm-hmm. your strengths. Understanding your strengths is key. And I use the Clifton Strength Finder to do that. And when I think about those strengths, I say to those introverts, make sure you know who you are, first of all. Then get your game plan. Introverts, I have so many amazing friends that are introverts. And the one thing that we work through is how we build a game plan for them, not a game plan for me. Understanding what they want, first of all. And having those goals set down, the game plan, and making those goals is a game changer, complete game changer. When you show up in that space, understanding what it is that you want first, then you're able to take the thing to the next level. Because first of all, now you even know what you want, but we can't go into it willy-nilly without a game plan. And often what happens with introverts is, I'm an introvert at some levels as well, but I think sometimes we may overthink it. But thinking about, again, our gifts, what we want, and the game plan is a surefire everything to go out and connect with anybody. But again, it goes back to knowing who you are, your strengths. Because if you don't know who you are, you can't connect to anybody.
Right. And I think that works for all different types of personalities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That works all the way around. And so let me ask you this question. You know, anyone that's looking to build relationships with somebody for professional opportunities, what would you say they start with, you know, that net, their networking piece? Because we know if you want to go do, say, if you want to go in healthcare, or if you want to, you're looking to, you know, change over, we're talking career chances, transitioning. You're going over and you're talking to people who are in sales, you know, basically, it shouldn't you kind of be focused, your networking? So what would you say the best way to start building those relationships?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, if we're already in those, sometimes we're already within organizations, and we look to leave those organizations. But I think one of the things that can happen first, if you're within an organization already, I implore you to build relationships with people that are above you, to the side of you, in your space. Because what can happen is, if you start inviting those people to maybe just a coffee chat, pay for a coffee, maybe even pay for lunch, and talk to them about what they do, those roles that maybe you aspire to go into. I always think of that perspective. As you aspire to those roles and you reach out to those people, people often love to talk. That's one way that you can do that if you're already within an organization. Now, virtually, you can do the same thing by buying people a coffee. You can send them electronic coffee, go into LinkedIn, send them a message, connect to them on LinkedIn, and ask for referrals. People that you already know within organizations, they are a gold mine, especially if you really know them and you have a relationship. You can then ask for what it is that you're looking for and connect with those people and ask those people to introduce you. A warm introduction beats anything. Also, on Clubhouse, that's another way that I've been connecting with people, is just finding those titles that I'm interested in, going to that search area, searching right there for those keywords, and then getting in those rooms and just adding value. Oftentimes we want to get something, but we must be willing to give value. Exactly. And as you give value, people will love it. People will love that. They eat it up.
Yes.
Give them value.
Because they're looking for it. That's what they're looking for, right? They're looking for people to give value. They're not looking for the same, or you just sitting there listening, or just taking in the information, which I call a leech. They're not looking for leeches. Ooh. They want someone that can. now you done got me into asking, what's the do's and don'ts? I mean, what do you say the do's and don'ts in network and professional networking relationships? What should someone do, and what should they not do when they're trying to build a relationship?
So first of all, one of the don'ts I say is, don't use that generic message that LinkedIn lets you send. And I always go back to LinkedIn because it's my number one networking platform. But make a personalized message. Send people a personalized message. Find out what they do and let them know that you're paying attention. Maybe even send them an article. Maybe even send them a connection. Make sure that you make your connections personal. Don't just connect with people half-heartedly, not sending personal messages, because you show people that they're not special. People just want to feel special and listened to. That's one of my first don'ts. I say, always make your messages that you send people personal. When you're showing up on these Zoom calls, that is an amazing way to get you can take a picture of it, see all of their names, and connect with them. Hey, we were on a Zoom call last night with NSBE, National Society of Black Engineers. You're in Chicago, I'm in St. Louis. I would love to connect and network with you. When can we connect? I would love to buy you some coffee. Something like that. When you're on those Zoom calls, that is so easy to get those names of those people and connect with them. The other thing I would say is, make sure that you're showing up, that you're speaking up, and that you're following up. It does not make sense to connect with people and you don't follow up. Follow up is the key. And when you meet people 24 to 48 hours later, you want to make sure that you're following up. And here's the thing, I'll tell you a quick story. in 2019, I sent a message to the campus president at my alma mater, Judson University in Elgin, Illinois. And I was so direct and clear in my message. I said to him on LinkedIn that I would love to come be a speaker at either homecoming or a graduation. I wrote a book, Networking is Your Superpower. It's coming out, and I would love to share it with the students and talk about the power of networking. He didn't respond right away. A couple weeks went by. Actually, a couple days went by. 3 days went by. He didn't respond, so I sent him another message. He still hadn't responded, so I gave it a little bit over a week and sent him another message. He responded back and apologized that he was busy. If I would have let that go and just said, well, he doesn't want to talk to me, he ain't responding, we will lose those connections. We cannot think that people don't want to talk to us. We should think they're busy. And you know what happened because of that connection? He set me up with his secretary, got a calendar invite on his calendar. We did a Skype. Long story short, I spoke there on the stage. They paid me to fly in. They paid my per diem. They paid my room and board when I got there. And everything has been an amazing journey. Now I sit on the board of the Alumni Affairs, all because of the power of me sending that message, me following up, and me not getting in my feelings when it didn't happen like I thought it should.
Oh, and that's awesome. That's great. And that is good. And it reminds you of, even with personal relationships, you just got to keep, if you don't, you know, like, you know, we think about it, somebody go on a date or whatever, they meet somebody for the first time, you know, and they don't follow up or they don't give a call, send a call, a message, or mail a letter or whatever, the person thinks they don't care anymore and everybody just going about their business. You know, so it's basically almost, you got to treat it the same way, especially if you want it, if that person has an opportunity, or they may have an opportunity, or they may know someone who has an opportunity in the future and they can refer you. If you're not, you know, out of sight, out of mind, basically. That's what reminds me of, out of sight, out of mind.
Networking is not a one-night stand. Networking is not a one-night stand. It should be a relationship that we cultivate.
Right, exactly. Now, Keisha, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to thank everybody for tuning in with me and my guest, Keisha Kent. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reach my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, certified coach consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, The seven essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. Pre-sales start Friday, February 5th, 2021. The book will be available March 2021, and you can begin ordering pre-sales right away. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back with Keisha Kent. Now, Keisha, when we've talked and you mentioned LinkedIn, well, first let me go back to one thing, too, that you kind of said, that you've been saying, but also wanted to, because right now with COVID and, you know, everybody's pretty much not really meeting in person now. Now, I kind of want to go back. What did you do before we were quarantined and things went virtual and not as meeting? So, actually, how did you network then when we were able to go meet face-to-face and we didn't rely so much on, you know, sending messages with Zooms and everything else? So what would you give someone to do, especially when the world opens back up and we do a little bit more, because we'll get to the point where we'll be meeting face-to-face and maybe a little different, but still I see it still be connection because we do need that human connection. So maybe what's a couple of tips would you give to somebody, kind of like what we used to do before the pandemic hit, to what we could do now once things open up a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of the things that I always say is you got to have a game plan. We cannot go into networking and having these things without a game plan. What I would do is, when I was in a position, when I was wanting to leave the company that I was with, I kind of stepped my networking up. And what I would do is once a month, I would say that I wanted to go to 2 networking events per month. But whatever your number is, that's your number. But get the game plan. And as you decide to go to those 2 networking events per month, the number one way that I would find those events, first of all, was through other people, right? Word of mouth, through those organizations that I was connected to. The second way that I would do that is to go right to eventbrite.com. And what Eventbrite does is, if you go in there and you put in your city and you put in networking for insurance agents, networking for recruiters, networking for tech people, whatever you put in there, you're going to find an entire list of stuff that's in your area. And then that's where your research comes in. Figure out what those organizations are by researching, connect to some of those people in other spaces, LinkedIn for one, get an idea of what they have going on, and then get there, connect. And then when you get there, I think the biggest thing that you want to make sure that you have under your belt is your power statement. And that's just like a 30-second elevator pitch. You don't want to word vomit when you meet people. I always say, don't throw up on people. Don't word vomit. But know what you want to say succinctly and make connections. But don't go in looking for something. What you can do, though, is tell people who you are and ask them, who do you know that's looking for an amazing engineer that's ready to come to the table to build within your team? Be specific about what you say, but it's that game plan and using Eventbrite as well as people you're connected to get connections. But let those people know in your network, hey, I'm looking for a new opportunity. Here's what I do. Here's my resume. If you know anybody, let me know. People sleep on the network that they already have because they're not letting people know where they are and what they want. But if you start telling people, people can then start sending you what you need. But here's another thing. Closed mouth does not get fed. We can't think that we're going to get to what we need without telling people what we want.
Exactly. Now, that's really some good stuff there, and I want to shift because I know you're talking about LinkedIn a lot, and I actually discussed it in another show I had. But I do want to just go down with the networking and the social media. What platform would you think is the most rewarding? And you know, we kind of can guess what you're going to say professionally. And if you think they're all, you know, whatever, if you think they're all that way, you know, break them down by, but which one would you say? Can we probably, you know, can guess that one?
Yes, you can. Yes, of course. Of course, LinkedIn. But the thing is this, you can show up on any platform however you choose. That is your thing. Do you. I say to people, do you. If you want your Facebook to be professional only and you're not posting any junk, do that. You get to decide where you show up. But the same conversation you can have on LinkedIn, you can have on Facebook, you can have on Twitter, you can have on Clubhouse. It's up to you what you do in those spaces. You're not going to see me hanging out, twerking on, doing all. You're not going to see that in me anywhere, right? But whatever you decide to show up and be, that's what you get to be wherever it's at. You will see me jumping double dutch. So if you see me on Instagram, you may see some double dutch videos, me and my 40 still getting down. The same thing that I'm going to do on Facebook. But again, when you think of professionally, you are who you are. We cannot separate us personally or professionally. And I say that to people all the time, but you're your brand. And when we think of it from that mindset that we are our brand, we then get to show up as who God called us to be, not who somebody else wants us to be. But it goes back to knowing who we are, our strengths, our skills, our gifts, and allowing God to use us in a way where we can show up. And when we do it, people will naturally do the same and say, thank you, girl, for just showing up with your natural hair. Thank you for being that professional person on Facebook, too. So you can really show up however you want. But my number one platform for that is LinkedIn. And that's my most connected place. I have the most connections on LinkedIn. And it's the place that I've been cultivating since probably 2009 when I first got on the account.
And then why would you say LinkedIn would be the best? I mean, I know, but I want my listeners to really know, because a lot of people are really sleeping on LinkedIn, especially if they want to do professionally. But, you know, we discussed that before, but I want to know what you're taking as far as networking and why you pick LinkedIn.
I say LinkedIn because LinkedIn has over eight billion people on that platform that are wanting to connect in a professional forum. Over 8 billion people on that platform that are looking to connect professionally. LinkedIn has been set up that way. And because of the level of connectivity, you can connect with the company. You can connect with those people within that company. You can do all of those things directly within LinkedIn. And LinkedIn gives you a different opportunity to showcase your resume, to showcase the experience. You can see recommendations. You can see those things that people do. You really can showcase yourself on a different scale when you absolutely amplify LinkedIn and use it for the purpose that it was set up for. And it was set up to do professional networking.
Yes. Yeah. Now I want to talk before we end the show and have to end the show. You've got so much information, but I want to let's go to your book, Networking is Your Superpower. Now, what was your reason for writing that book?
My number one reason was I saw people that looked like me that were not networking. I was getting to these events and people will be booed up with their partners, people they showed up with, their friends, homegirls, all of those things, instead of truly networking. And because of that, I started saying, we need to connect with people, we need to build. And people kept saying, I don't know how to network. Oh, networking, I don't like networking. But truth is, when you think about the family or the family on the block has a lady who makes the cakes and she's telling everybody about her cakes, she's networking. The person that does hair that's telling everybody that they do braids, she's networking. When we think about all those ways that we take networking and we take the word networking out, it's merely building relationships. And I want people to know that they have already been networking. They've already been building. They've already been telling people about what they do. Now they have to think of it in another forum to start showcasing and really truly connecting to those individuals, following up, building those relationships, and making those things long term and looking through the lens of longevity versus a one night stand. Somebody buys a cake or somebody comes and purchases a book. Instead of looking at it as that one thing, you want to now leverage it and say, I would love for this to be something long term. Well, I can reach out a month later and say, thank you so much for purchasing my book last month. I am so excited. Tell me some things that you think. How can I help better make it easier for you? all of those things that we get to do. Tell me about the cake. What did you like about the cake? What did you dislike? We can follow up on those relationships and constantly build and build and build. And in our careers, we can do those same things. People that we worked with 10 years ago, you can connect with those people right on LinkedIn and say to them, you know what, we used to work together in 2003. I really enjoyed working with you. I would love to be connected to you. Then you can keep going. But because I kept seeing that that piece is missing, I want to implore individuals. So I wrote the book to get it out so people can see how super easy it is to connect. And I was so intentional about making the individuals on the book cover with natural hair that look like us, because we're the ones that are missing it. Other people are networking. Other people will come to the table and say, my nephew has this, he wants to do this, can you help get him connected? I watch other communities do it. I want to give our community the tools and the strength to do it and the courage to know that it's super easy to do it.
Right. And then what also I see a lot, Keisha, is people say they know someone, they rely on a friend or somebody. Oh, can you tell them about me? Or can you? And it never happens. So I'm sure getting your book, have them to realize that they can do it on their own. They don't need to have this person and knowing day after day, month after month, years after years, this person has been working in the spot. You know, like that's a good friend of theirs or someone they know and they're not putting the word in, well, that person can go put the word in for themselves so they can start working and building where they can get, you know, connected in that agency as well with the right person and not rely so much on someone else to do it for them. So when you say your book, I said, I think this will be great for someone who, you know, definitely doesn't really understand, and you can do your networking. You can actually do it yourself. You don't have to always ask other people to do it for you.
That's it. That's you don't. And you can build that. And the book is a quick read on purpose so that you can get some quick tips and you can run with it. But the book is supposed to plant the seed. You have to water it intentionally and watch those communities and those networks grow as you water the seed that I give you.
Wow. Now, can you highlight at least three takeaways that a person that reads your book that they're going to have?
Absolutely. So one of the main highlights I did in the book intentionally is I tell a couple stories about networking that have been really instrumental in my life. And when I talk about those stories, I tell you, you know, really what happened and how they affected me. The other highlight is I talk through my lens of authenticity. I talk through my lens of me. And that's the one thing that I want people to know. You won't probably have the energy I have. It's okay. I've had this energy for such a long time. And when I think about the power of our energy, it's real. People hear you and feel your energy before you even open your mouth. You want to make sure that you're getting connected to you. And I say it over and over and over. Get connected to who you are, so that you can operate in your own lane, there's less traffic. Another tip I would say highlight from the book is really, really, really get you a game plan. Don't go into anything without SMART goals. When you make your SMART goals, you make them specific, measurable, attainable, relatable. I always say relatable is realistic. And you put the time constraint on it. What'll happen is you can now say, okay, I'm not just making a blanket statement. I want to meet some people, but you're making a goal around connecting to people. And when you make those goals and you do those monthly or quarterly, however you do it, every time that you sit down and you make those goals, they're more apt to happen because you said, okay, by December 31st, I want to have this done. I want to connect with three engineers. I want to make sure that I'm building a relationship within Nestle Purina. Wherever it is that you're saying, when you make those goals, they are more prone to happen because you've been intentional about it. But I say make SMART goals and don't go into anything without a game plan. That's directly from the book too.
And that's great. And that's great because I hear you saying, I was listening to you at one point. You said, make this week a week you meet so many people this week. And I said, oh, really? And I actually did it. And I met so many great people and just saying, I'm going to meet three new people that I haven't talked to and spoke to. Well, I'm gonna speak to three people I haven't spoken with this week, and I'm gonna make it and go out intentionally and meet them. And I'm telling you, it was great. It was just great.
It really worked.
And the energy is just, you know, it's just a, you know, it's indescribable because it's like, wow, you know, just talking to someone that's different and just meeting someone where you connected and it just connected. And of course, that one connection connects you to someone else and it connects you to some, that person connects you to someone else. And then after you, after a while, you know, you're connected without even trying to, you know, to even make an intention. It just happens. So I really think that's great. That's, you have a lot there. So now I'm going to ask you, I mean, we've been listening to you and your networking. So anyone that wants to network and connect with you or follow you, how would they do that?
Well, definitely, you know, you can follow me and connect with me on LinkedIn. That's my number one spot. I would love to connect with individuals on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram. You can find me at Mrs. Keesh Speaks, MrsKeesh Speaks, SPEAKS. And then you can also go to my website, MrsKeeshSpeaks.com, and find out all things Keisha and connect with me there as well.
Now, Keisha, do you have any like workshops, any, you know, giveaways or anything that you planning or your, you know, seminars, anything that you can the audience, let the audience know about you?
I do. Thank you for asking. I'm involved in a summit that's coming up. It's called Claim Your Worth Summit. And if you go to my Instagram, Mrs. Keesh Speaks, you can go to the link in my bio, click on the link, and everything that I have coming up, you'll see there. I also have a free networking starter kit that is in my link to my, in my bio as well, where I talk and I give you the tools and tips of how to start your networking kit. And again, that's in my bio on LinkedIn. I keep saying LinkedIn. It's in my bio on Instagram. And you can go there and get the free networking starter kit. Sign up for the Claim Your Worth Summit. It's absolutely free. There's a VIP offering in there as well. And I connected with an amazing group of ladies right on Clubhouse who welcomed me to their summit. And I will be one of the 25 speakers that they're having on their platform. That's ClaimYourWorthSummit.com.
Okay, Keisha. Well, this is wrapping up our show. I thank you for joining me today. You brought a lot of fire with great energy, and I want to really, you know, I look forward to our future connections together. All right, now I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. If you cannot catch it at 7 p.m., you can always listen to the replay. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Pamela Burkett-Jones on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. I'm Live Proactively, and I have a business page on Facebook as Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. My website is liveproactively.com. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for having me. Such a joy.
Yes.